Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On March 29th, 1954, the world welcomed little baby Jerry Seinfeld. The future comedian came into this world wearing a sport coat and holding a microphone.
Why do they call it labor? You don't get paid to give birth. It's actually more work taking care of the kid. That's the labor. What's the deal?
Jerry Seinfeld, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The president declaring
the collusion delusion is over.
At a rally last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, blasting Democrats and cheering results of the Mueller report, which Attorney General William Barr says showed no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, some Democrats questioning Barr's summary.
We have to see the facts. We have to see what the report is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Chicago Police Union planning to hold a rally against Cook County Prosecutor Kim Fox in the wake of charges dropped against actor Jussie Smollett. Fox had said she'd recuse herself in the case.
Our office says, in part, although we use the term recuse as it relates to State Attorney Fox's involvement in this matter, it was a colloquial use of the term rather than in its legal sense.
Fox's Todd Pyro, Chicago officials sending Smollett a $130,000 bill to cover overtime. This is Fox News.
The weekend is here.
Can I get an amen?
And the folks on the morning show have put in some long, hard hours. Greg Budell, how do you greet the weekend?
Hello, baby.
Jay Scott, if you go out to eat this weekend, what are you going to have?
I like them French fried potatoes.
Emily Hayes, when you get off work this afternoon and you're riding home, what song will you blast on the radio? Eagles, huh?
Just hush.
Bailey, the wonder dog. What do you need for the weekend?
Give me some chicken.
And Rich Thomas, I know you'll be busy with the weather this weekend. What do you say to people who come up and try to help you do the weather?
Why don't you mind your own business?
So have a great weekend and stand by for three men and a lady.
Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
What's your big weekend plan?
Get the bread and milk.
Oh,
I gotta get the bread and milk.
You're not gonna need that this weekend. Rich Thomas will reassure you in just a moment. And three men of a lady. You're surely pregnant. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Do it again. I'm right.
And of course, the
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Temperatures bottom out about an hour ago, and we're already 5 degrees warmer in 1 hour. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. Cloudy at times tonight, but dry. Milder, overnight low 54. Tomorrow's high near 80. A good bit of sunshine. Should be mostly dry during the day. I think it's going to be a nice spring day tomorrow. But, maybe a stray shower somewhere on the radar, you know, late towards evening tomorrow. And then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, especially in the overnight hours and in through the first part of the day Sunday before ending, turning sharply cooler again. Sunday's high only in the 60s, but gusty winds will make it seem cooler than that. And then Monday's high only about 64. Maybe some more rain by Monday night, according to what we're seeing now with the model trends. Right now, this morning, we have just a few clouds, but generally clear skies. East winds at 3 miles per hour. Temperature 51 at 8:06. We've been talking this week about Dillon Rings, our newest sponsor. They're off the Atlanta Highway, a family-owned, operated business, and they've got a great Easter egg hunt coming up. So listen to this. This is going to be fun. Easter eggs hidden around the river region starting the first week of April, and of course Monday is the first. They'll be hidden 5 to 6 feet off the ground, and all the eggs will be marked Dillon Rings. Now, each egg will have a certificate inside for one of the Easter message crosses that we've been telling you about.
Is this for the big kids or for the little kids?
This is for anybody, while supplies last now. So we ask that you take a picture, post it to Facebook, tag Dillon Rings, and then you can bring in the egg and certificate in store to receive your free cross. There'll be one golden egg that'll be good for an 18-inch strand of fresh water pearls and an Easter message cross. So this is pretty cool. Now, we've been talking about this cross, this Easter cross, which is their special. It's a sterling silver cross with a Easter drape and gold-plated crown of thorns hanging on an 18-inch sterling silver chain. It's really cool, and they, you know, suggested retail price is like $89, but $40 is the price now while they last for this Easter special. We're talking about Dillon Rings, and don't forget, they repair jewelry as well, and amazing creations from Josh off the Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road, open Tuesday through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 3. Experience the created by Josh difference at Dillon Rings.
Thank you, Rich. It's 8 minutes after 8. We'll be getting an update in just a moment on a situation that developed on I-85 right at the 65 connected there, and there could be some huge problems developing. We'll get with Jeff Blake in just a second. If you're doing some car shopping, in fact, if you're shopping for something that for a new driver in the family,
or for Eddie Vedder,
well, let's see what they have in the category of cars under 10 that might fit those criterion. One of the vehicles that is very popular as a pre-owned. And take it from my nuclear physicist sister. She knows her engineering. She knows her math. And the whole time since she picked up her degree in physics, she has only bought Nissan vehicles because she believes that they are better engineered, better designed than any other car. My sister can blow up your sister. So are you going to argue with her? She does know how to make a nuclear weapon. She said anybody that...
It's frightening.
Yeah, it is. Of course, the material to do so or the desire are not present. But when somebody says, oh, man, it's so easy to make one. That's what she said.
That's frightening.
She had the material. She said I could use the stuff around the house and put one together. It's amazing. But I do trust that opinion on things that are far beyond my pay grade when it comes to technology and so forth. There's a Sentra, a 2010 Maxima, 2009 Maxima, another 2009 Maxima among the vehicles available under 10. And let's see, did they sell that Ford Windstar? There was one vehicle that was priced under 5 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. It's still there. It's $4,800. Any vehicle, no matter what the brand, no matter what type of vehicle it is, has been vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, so you can buy with confidence. It will, you know, they would rather have no cars on the lot than sell one that is going to be a troublemaker. That's just the way they are. They're very dedicated to that. Fantastic salespeople, and by the way, we don't ask you to spend your money where we haven't spent our own. Not once, not twice, not three times. Now 4 and 5, just last week, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and at jackingram.com online at 8:10.
As we roll into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking at a crazy morning. We've just had a rash of accidents in the last little while. We have an accident at 3400 Carriage Hills Drive. That's at the Boulevard in Carriage Hills. Also, the East-South Boulevard, the 85 South off-ramp. We have an accident with injury involving an overturned vehicle, so avoid that area if you can. We also have an accident at Vaughn and Taylor, I-65 North at Day Street, and on Fairview Avenue in front of Carver, there's an accident there. And one more for you, 85 South at Lawrence Street. I'm telling you, it is a mess out there, especially on I-85, so be really careful this morning. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019, April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 8th graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by Neptune Technology Group, AIDT, and Central Alabama Electric Cooperative. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Ready for a game?
Yes!
All right, it's the conundrum. Oh. And this is how you win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Did we do pretty? Yeah, look at there. That was nice.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Unity.
You just took away my sound effect.
You did.
Unity.
There it is.
The female strikes again.
No.
Oh, you what, can't see the look on her face.
What host doesn't love to be creatively circumcised? It's just... it's a great... here, mm-hmm. We do, as Emily said, we do have...
Unity!
On the conundrum we chose, 1 in 3 women say they do this every day.
Oh. 1 in 3 females.
Stop it!
Thanks for taking the heat off.
Do you know how frustrating that is?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, so females do it.
1 in 3 say they do it every day compared to 1 in 4 men.
You know, I expect it from them.
I
don't expect it from you.
I didn't mean it.
You know that he can be occasionally
incorrigible,
especially on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is this activity?
Yeah.
It's nothing salacious.
Okay.
We just want your opinion on it. At 272-9228, what do you think that 1 in 3 women take time to do every day as opposed to 1 in 4 men?
We'd also like to pad the phone list here because when you ask me how many callers have we had this week, you're going to get depressed.
12.
No, I'm not.
We've had 12, haven't we?
We don't measure. It has nothing to do.
It's quality. It's quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
We've had quality.
Quality, not quantity.
We've had quality.
I wish somebody
calls.
Would have told my dad that when I was a kid the with first, our Christmas present.
First thing I learned from Walt Sabo, the guy who nationally respected consultant in talk radio, was he says, when you start measuring your success by the number of calls you get, you're in big trouble. So there you go. It has nothing to do with it. We're here to entertain.
I like audience participation, though, is my whole thing. So.
I do too. And some weeks. We're lent to more of it than others. It's the way it is, as Bruce Hornsby in the Range once said. So, and Bolt Holt is back. He wants a shot at it, and so, why not? So, Bolt, what is this activity that 1 in 3 chicks...
You're not helping your cause any.
Oh, my gosh.
1 in 4 guys. What do the babes do that the more familiar than the dudes?
What do you think?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and just say get on the scale every day.
No. Okay.
Well... If you want my honest opinion,
just dig that hole deeper. Here's a shovel.
Well, I tried.
Yep. Well, that's not it. We've eliminated one.
But well, at least I got you started.
Yeah, appreciate you calling. Thanks.
You bet. Bye.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, earlier I told you the story about meeting my first serious girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I was at her house. We were in the basement. Watching a movie, you know?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, there's this giant crashing sound. She had a kid brother and a kid sister. And they used to fight all the time. And I could hear her mother, what's going on up there? All this crashing around. And she said, Richie's trying to put me on the scale.
Richie.
So I think it's a thing that many... I get admitted, I got one. Somebody drop one off here at the station. I have not been on it yet. I would hate to stand on the scale and then, you know, have it, you know, spring a leak. Here's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I got 2, but I'm going to go with my first thought would be call their mother.
Call their mother. Okay.
3 out of 4. No, that's not the one we're looking for, but try again.
Do we have another Chris?
We do. We have multiple Chris's.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are y'all?
Yeah, okay.
Good, Chris number 2. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, great. What do you have? What do you think this is? What are we looking for?
I'm gonna check social media. They check their social media.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's an educated guess.
Check the social media is not the answer we
That's
need. Hey, guys, can I say one thing?
Yes.
I heard your commercial about Jack Ingram mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They like being called technicians.
Oh.
Are you one of them?
I used to be.
Okay. Oh,
technician.
I will.
Okay.
I'm still a technician, but they like being called technicians.
Well, actually, okay. You know, as it's evolved, even Don Duncan has said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because so much of a car is now computer driven.
Right.
Oh yeah.
They've had to be.
Definitely.
You know, it's.
It is a tech thing.
I learned that from a stewardess.
We will make a. We will make that distinction henceforth. Thanks to you. Appreciate it.
Just kidding.
I appreciate it.
I'm just remembering that.
Rich won't look up after he says something. Like, if he feels that I'm looking in his general direction, he will not look up to make eye contact with me.
But we have to be more sensitive to people who used to be called a certain thing. Like, stewardesses are not stewardesses anymore.
Copywriter.
Yeah, copywriter.
Oh, God.
All the curse words I want to say right now, and I can't. Do we need to check traffic?
Not quite yet. So see if you can hold off the beating for just a little longer.
Sanitation engineers.
Here's Chris. Chris, what's your name?
Hi.
Shave.
One, three women shave every day compared to one or four men is not
what
we
it.
Need.
Yeah.
No. But thanks for calling.
Thanks.
272-9228 is the number to call. And remember, if you have the winning answer, you get a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And to whet your appetite and whoop you into a frenzy to try...
I'm about to get whooped into a frenzy.
Well, yeah, I thought this would be something you could do together and bond over.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Bond?
Well, yeah.
Do your thing.
All of a sudden... We're not going to
My thing?
Yeah, the thing that you always do whenever
you... Hi, hello, it's me, that person that none of you can stand right now, Emily.
Hey, it's me, Eddie Vedder.
Old paper cut you to death.
I want to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. Yeah.
I started a restaurant.
Whole spot like Eddie Vedder.
Mary Hill.
I'm going down to the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road.
That didn't sound... Okay, yes. Maybe.
Oh, I'm gonna get gumbo.
Also...
Sop it up with some hush puppies.
Keep going there, Eddie.
No, I'm not gonna keep going
there.
You're
gonna grab the phone.
Get back to work, Jay.
Dial tone. Somebody hung up.
Okay, but... For real, over at the Seafood Bistro, you can find tasty foods that'll help you forget how hateful your coworkers are to you throughout the day. If you want to have that deliciousness delivered to your office and make them all super jealous, just utilize the Waiter app. You can place your order there and have it brought to the office, and everyone will be jealous while you enjoy your tasty Cajun goodness from the Seafood Bistro. Check out the full menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Visit them at 1651 Perry Hill Road to dine in for lunch or dinner. And if you need to call in an order ahead of time, 279-7500 is how to get in touch with Paul, Jessica, and the whole gang over at the Seafood Bistro. Roll Tide.
Yeah! Yeah, we got a call ready to play the game, trying to win that. Cindy!
Hello.
Hi. Everyone knows it's Cindy.
I was going to guess floss your teeth.
Yeah.
Lost your teeth?
No, floss.
Floss your floss. Teeth.
Floss. I understand that.
You big goober.
Floss the teeth. Sorry, that's not it. It's a good guess.
Thank you.
Went to the dentist yesterday for my 6-month
checkup. You mentioned that. You never gave me a report.
No, it's just my regular thing. And of course, they always ask me, do you floss? Oh, yes, every day.
Only
but
recently
they know
have
that
I
we
picked
don't.
Up. Oh, I picked up the floss. Flossing's very important.
I like the little individual flossy things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those are the easiest to use.
I would say, I think I read somewhere that this country sells something in the range of about 80,000 miles of dental floss a year.
How much do we use?
About 3 feet.
Exactly.
Right.
That's just a wild guess. Hang on while I finish this very important Facebook post.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all remember at the fair when that little girl told me I was being unnecessarily?
The what?
Because I wouldn't let her get a prize because she didn't win the game and she wanted a prize anyway, and she got mad at me and told me I was unnecessarily and she never finished. Y'all don't remember me telling you that story?
No.
Well, of course you wouldn't. It was a story I told. But I just got a text that told me that I needed to calm down because I was being unnecessarily.
Oh. Okay, I got you.
Let's go to Teddy.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How's everyone doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Good. What do you think the answer? What are we looking for here?
I'm going to say women, one of three of them lie every day. Just say one little lie.
And one out of four men?
Mm.
Well, not yet, but that's an interesting guess.
All good. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate it, man. Much higher, by the way. Linda.
Hey.
Hi, how are y'all?
Oh, we're all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm going to guess wash their face before bedtime.
Mm. Interesting.
That's probably right.
I bet that's true. That's not exactly what we're looking for, but I bet that's true.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. I think it's time for a hint because it's 8:22.
Well, I mean, you're in charge. You're the man.
Of course.
You're the male.
Yeah, I'm the Molly. The male. Yes. This activity that one in three women do every day and one in four men do every day is at least fun.
It's
enlightening.
Enlightening
is a
big clue.
Yeah, that's a very
good... Enlightening is a big clue.
So why don't you get a place in line at 272-9228 so you can win that Seafood Bistro gift card, and we can move on to Stupid News and then our Morning Maroon.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting. Police say two men were shot in the 6,000 block of Oakley Road Thursday. One of the men has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. Meanwhile, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is speaking out about recent violence in the city. He says there are too many illegal guns on the streets and they are falling into the hands of criminals. He says that local law enforcement needs the community's help to stop the violence. And funeral services have been set for State Representative Dimitri Palizzo's. A wake and prayer service will be held today from 5 to 7. The funeral will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. Both services will be at the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
the River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Suddenly it's Friday.
Back to the conundrum on News Talk 93.1 FM, three men and a lady.
Before we get to that, we had a traffic call in a minute ago. Taylor and Vaughn, there's an accident there. A truck hit a car. It's on the park crossing side of the road there. That's all the information he could give me. That was called in from...
Here again, there's never been a mishap at Taylor and Vaughn.
Called in from listener Bobby, who called that in
Bobby.
And somebody called in and said we should play the Auburn song. But she said it was something else. She said she saw it on AL.com yesterday, and it was something by, it was Jared.
Oh, there's something that it has to do with.
No, not from, oh God, no.
No, that creep.
Really?
No. But it was Jared, and it's Sweet 16 done to the tune of some other song, and said it was really good. You should play it. You can find it on the YouTubes. Anyway, that's it. Now we can get back to the conundrum.
Okay. Look for it, preview it. If it's good.
Yeah,
it's
we'll see.
Play it. James, can you answer this conundrum, the thing that 1 in 3 women do every day and 1 in 4 men do every day?
Use a bidet.
Okay.
No. Do you know that I actually had one of those in my fancy Bayside apartment?
Does not surprise me at all.
I didn't know what it was. I'd never seen one. I was a middle class kid.
The real fancy hotels have them. However, you won't find them at a Motel 8.
The funniest thing was my cat Deisha one time was playing around with it and accidentally turned it on and got a...
I bet that was funny.
Yeah,
I bet that was hilarious.
She stayed away from it after that. Randall.
Hey.
Hey, well, I mean, I can't play the contest, but I do want to tell y'all something. Just, I mean, I hadn't commented on the TV or nothing in a while, and I want to say Rich, Emily, and Greg. But I mean, I can't see yours, Jay. But I just want to tell you, y'all neckline, chin, jawbone, y'all looking trim. I don't know if that. I mean, especially you, Uncle Weather. I mean, you done cut it down,
You watching on a smaller TV?
No. I'm telling you, y'all looking good. I mean, Greg, I mean, when you look down, stuff you worry about, I'm going to tell you, you're looking good on TV. And Greg, you might want to go back, and somebody got it recorded, watch the from 5 to 6. The Channel 8 show. You should be flattered. They are really trying to imitate. I mean, I ain't saying imitate you, but you have rubbed off on them where they're trying to do the Sonny Fox, the whole 9 yards. And it is funny the way they try to do each other. And when they don't, when like this morning, Jalen, she tried to pull one, and it wasn't funny. It didn't come out funny, and he left her hanging. He was like, "Well, I guess we'll just move on to So it's they give it their all, and it's so funny. And like Jalen gone this morning, she was talking about it Monday morning. I mean, it just. It's kind of like y'all on TV almost. Y'all, you rubbing off on so much. It's kind of like never seeing Rich do that, you know, all during them 1-2 days, and now him cutting up, you know, on your show. It's just, it's good. And Emily, how you doing? Dang.
Well, I got a haircut. Ashley gave me a good haircut, so.
Jay,
haircut this week.
I love you, brother, but yeah, I can't tell nothing about you. You're there behind everything. I tell you straight up, I like your shirt this morning. Pac-Man hiding, you know.
Well, thank you,
but
man.
Anyway, I just want to tell y'all look down, the TV thing is doing good. And Greg, if you do watch the replay, don't pay no attention to Emily looking at Jay when you started talking again about one of your stories when you just said you was through. It's a pretty good look. You might want to go check that out, too. I got a kick out of that one. But it's good. Y'all, if y'all are missing this show, y'all need to watch it in the mornings. And I mean, even little, I can't think of that little Andrew, man, he's starting to get funny and funny every day. I can't wait till my kids grow up with these folks old on TV. It's going to be hilarious. I can't wait. I mean, they this far along already, Greg, you're going to have them, you're going to have us rolling when we're watching the news in our rocking chairs. Because these kids got it, man. They're a really special group.
Thank you much, Randall.
Thank y'all. All right, bye.
I feel like I should get a raise from somebody after all that.
Opinions expressed.
I'm saying everything about this this music, this song, mm-hmm. but I can't find the...
Oh, the actual link?
The song.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
He said AL.com. Scott, let's get this damn conundrum.
I got a guess.
All right, what do you think?
It's something Emily's been doing all morning.
Oh?
Complain.
Oh, you think it's complaining.
No, sorry, that's...
Let me repeat one more time a word that Greg used, by the way, and it says enlightening, and that may help you. In fact, that's a really good tease.
Emily hasn't enlightened anyone.
Uh-huh.
You black and blue a few, but...
Thank you.
2729228. Yeah, one in four women men do this every day. 1 in 3 women do this activity every day, and it's something that is enlightening. 2729228. While we are filling the calls with lines, let's take a quick trip to the traffic dungeon. Give Jay a chance to cue those up. 2729228. Come on, let's get
traffic
over.
Brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As we roll on through the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and we have some jacked up traffic on I-85. On the I-85 southbound, we have an accident at 85 South and Lawrence Street in the downtown area. We also have an accident on East South Boulevard at 85 South off-ramp. That's an accident with injury involving an overturned vehicle. Also, there's an accident at Vaughn and Taylor at I-65 North and Day Street and at Fairview and Carver, and we have one on Hazel Hedge at Carter Hill Road. Lots of accidents out there. Please look out in the traffic and be careful this morning. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Chris, we are counting on you to win this contest right now. What is it that 1 in 3 women do every day and 1 in 4 men?
Tanning bed.
Tanning bed. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Enlightening. But not that kind of.
Yeah. Not like that kind of light, but that's interesting. Interesting answer, and not the one we're looking for, though, Chris.
By the way, if you would like enlightened financial advice, if you've never sat down and talked about money management, try Brant McDonald.
Yeah.
At 387-0094. You know what he's doing? This is so cool. He,
I found it.
You know, was happy that Auburn made it to the Sweet 16.
He's a big Auburn fan.
And so is his dad.
Yeah.
And he is taking his dad to Kansas City for tonight's game.
Is that right?
I think
that is. What a great son.
He is very, very family.
Very cool.
Rob.
Hi.
Can you win it?
Yes, sir. I figured I'd take a stab at it. How about wash the dishes?
Okay.
No, it's not that. But we appreciate the call, 2729-228. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men do this every day, and it's an activity that is usually enlightening.
Enlightening, yes. Right. So,
Chris?
Hi.
Hey.
What you
I
think?
I called back. Instead of tanning bed, what about read a book?
Read a book? You know, I dated her in school. Rita?
Read a book. That's
right.
Correct, Chris. That's
good
it.
Job.
That's read a book is what we were looking for.
And you
have to be... Just have to be determined to call back and get that answer.
There you go.
Glad you did, and you're going to enjoy Seafood Bistro. Please hold on, and Jay will get your information at 8:35.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Let me enlighten you on the weekend forecast. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight will be milder, cloudy at times, overnight low 54. And tomorrow's high, I think we're going to be near 80 tomorrow. And Saturday, we're dry most of the day. There could be a stray shower somewhere on the radar by towards evening, let's say. Then scattered showers and thunderstorm rain chances ramp up as we get into Saturday night and in through the overnight hours and through part of the day on Sunday, the first part of the day, before we turn sharply cooler, much cooler Sunday, and breezy. Temperatures in the 60s will feel cooler, and then down into the mid-40s by Sunday night, only a high of 64 Monday, and maybe some more rain, another chance of showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning. Right now, this morning, 51 degrees. A few clouds, but mostly clear at 836.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I think we should do this now before I forget to do it again.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
seed.
Seed.
As in seed in the NCAA basketball tournament. The place to watch it. Get yourself a party-sized tray of wings. Just go crazy at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard tonight. If you are the ninth caller this afternoon, though, between 3 and 6, when I ask you for the word seed, you'll win lunch for two that you can redeem either at the Boulevard location or downtown, as Bo Holt called in earlier and said he loves. He goes to Baumhauer's for lunch about two or three times a week. It's excellent. But it's also open for breakfast, 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's seed, your winning word of the day. That's the last time I'll say it. We got local news. We're going to go back to the traffic dungeon one more time. And we have stupid news in our Morning Maroon nominees. And where do you find out what... It's a weird world we live in. People get ticked off and go crazy over some of the dumbest things, and we've got a good one today.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Funeral services have been set for State Representative Dimitri Palizos. A wake and prayer service will be held today from 5 to 7. The funeral will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. Both services will be at the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting. Police say two men were shot in the 6,000 block of Oakley Road Thursday. One of the men has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. Meanwhile, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is speaking out about recent violence in the city. He says there are too many illegal guns on the streets and they are falling into the hands of criminals. He says that local law enforcement needs the community's help to stop the violence. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
As we take a final look at traffic around the river region on a Friday morning, Montgomery Skywatch still sees a lot of problems on I-85. There's an accident around Lawrence Street on 85 South, and that is in the left lane, so everybody's having to go down to one lane there, so be careful. Traffic's backing up all the way back up around Ann Street. And police are still working the accident at Carter Hill and McGee Road. Traffic on McGee Road seems to be pretty blocked up there, so watch out in that vicinity. The rest of the traffic around the river region is back to a normal traffic flow. No problems on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. And if you're coming in out of Wetumpka or Prattville, there are no problems for you this morning. Let's be careful, and we will check in with you this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you're going to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I kept seeing commercials with women my age all complaining about different ailments. They always end with the women walking in a meadow or spinning around a field of flowers. Then it says, "See your doctor." So I did. I told him I'm bothered that I don't have any problems that most women my age have, and he gave me placebomycin. He said that the pharmaceutical companies would be thrilled to sell me pills that'll make me feel better about not having anything wrong with me. And he was right. Because look at me, I'm out in a field of flowers spinning around!
Placebomycin.
On a daisy.
See your doctor.
You know, I love that because my May magazine column is called Funny Farm.
Right.
PHARM.
Same subject matter, right?
Exactly, yeah. The same, because maybe it's the channels I watch, but all half the ads are for different medicines.
Yeah, you don't see that on the cartoon channel.
These either. Poor people, they have these dreadful things like overactive bladder and but there she is, walking down a...
In a park, in spinning around.
With her bladder in her hand.
Yeah.
Not her actual bladder, but a cute little bladder that sort of follows her around. That's very overactive.
I know the commercials. It's always a beautiful day, and there's water in the background.
And they're doing something culturally enlightening, like an art festival,
and smiling,
or
and
listening to jazz next to a water sign.
It's never partly cloudy. It's always mostly sunny.
Yes, it is. Even when they're taking something that's preventing their death by the day.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. Here's what people get excited about these days in America. There was outrage on the internet because somebody had the audacity to take bagels and slice them like bread.
What?
Yeah. St. Louis style?
Yes.
I saw this. And I saw all the and things people did to make fun of it, too, and it was fantastic.
People got upset, though?
Yeah, it was like blasphemy, but I got news for you. If you got a skinny toaster and you got a fat bagel, the fit is not exactly
easy. It's not going to go in there.
And if the bagel's too chubby for the slot in the toaster, it'll stay stuck. And then you got the smell of burnt bagel in the house.
Chips Ahoy did a tweet about it, and they said, we're having our cookies St. Louis style. And it was basically just a bag of Chips Ahoy that they had opened, and then they were pouring milk into the bag. Then somebody said, I'm making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches St. Louis style. And it was basically reversed. So instead of peanut butter and jelly inside touching each other, they were reversed on the outside. I got you. It was fantastic.
That's why St. Louis folk always have sticky fingers. There's a song about it.
He was talking to this.
Yo, bagel time. Let's slice it.
Slice, slice, bagel.
All right, stop. Your crazy bagel slicing. Saw a pig and now I feel like riding. Bagel cutting out of St. Louis. They cut it like a sliced bread. Why would they do this?
Slice it from the top.
Like a bread loaf. Really ticked off the East Coast. Try in New York, it could possibly be fatal. How do they know how not to cut a bagel? What? Do you work at McDonald's? The only way to slice up bagels horizontal. Lenders wants to make it a felony. What is St. Louis trying to sell me? Cut it and eat it, do it the right way. You better slice it up or feel my hate. Think that's a problem, cutting bagels. Don't bring that crap to my breakfast table.
Slice, slice, bagels.
St. Louis.
Slice, slice, bagels.
St. Louis.
I actually did a survey and 2% of people say they like to slice their bagels loaf of bread style.
Never have ever seen that or heard of that until now. I was today years old when I figured that out. Or heard about it for the first time.
Yeah, sliced.
Let me see.
Hang on. Can you open the picture back?
That ain't fitting.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
though.
That looks fine to me. They toast on both sides evenly.
They eat the same. They taste the same. No, they drink the same. No, that's the German beer. I'm sorry.
Things you may hear about it. Now, Monday on TV, we're going to talk about April Fool's Day.
Okay.
So we should have our stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also probably next week get into 14 to-do list tasks that we put off. Routinely, the average American has 14.
That's the Chips Ahoy thing.
Milk and cookies, man.
That's not I'd crumple up those cookies, put them in there, and then pour the milk in, and I'd have.
Why not just eat a bowl of Cookie Crisp?
Because that's authentic.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that because we have two more segments: Morning Brewing and the Emily segment.
Uh-huh. Oh no!
But we can all speak to the excellence of Montgomery Paint and Body in this room.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I just love it when people ask me on the street if I've met any mailboxes recently.
Right, right. I wonder if they... It'd be funny if they kept pictures of all my vehicles that I've run the years.
I told Donnie, they have this room.
Yeah.
They really know what to do with it. They could put your name over it. We could start a little Rich Thomas Museum. You've got so much memorabilia. You could put your Emmys and Abbeys and everything else.
I remember
there.
This car. That's the 300ZX. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. At Montgomery Paint and Body, what has separated them from the rest of the pack for three decades plus is the integrity of the Turner family. You know, they just don't compromise under any circumstances. If they're going to take a job, the insurance company must agree to let them make every necessary repair, including the ones that are not visible to the naked eye, but are just as important to returning a car in its original condition. In fact, as good as new, maybe better. That's not just a cute little slogan they came up with. That's the goal with every car they take in. And trust me when I tell you, remember my friend Marianne was driving a 10-year-old vehicle, had a little fender bender in a parking lot, took it to MPB, and when they brought her car out, she didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
She said, where's my car?
Yeah.
There it is.
That's it right there.
You know, and that's what they strive to do, is give you that chance to do a double take.
Right.
Because it's usually a few days since you've last seen your vehicle once it's in their hands.
Detailed.
And detailed on top of it. So, yeah, good as new, maybe better. I'll take that every time. 27REC with a W is the number for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores.
Oh, she's operating.
prizes for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores.
You're once, twice, three times a lady.
Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I told my mom if I'm going to live at home, we need to start eating healthier. Like yesterday, I went out with my friends and had Taco Bell. So today, I probably need a salad or some tofu.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Joey!
I just did that to drive him nuts. It's 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Former Secretary of State Jean Chrétien.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. You got that right pretty much all over the world. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And we start at 8:52 with a guy in British Columbia. I almost said South Carolina. British Columbia, Canada. I'm starting to sputter here at the end. Police there were in a standoff on Saturday outside a house, guns drawn, after reports of a domestic incident and somebody with a gun inside as they were setting up. You got to picture this. This is a very serious...
British Columbia.
Yeah. A very serious situation in front of this house. A grown man dressed as Batman walked up and offered to help.
That's good.
Yeah. The cops told Batman to get the hell out of there and issued a statement reminding people not to do what he did. The standoff ended peacefully when cops went inside and found that the person didn't have a gun after all. But you may like to dress as Batman, and that's fine in the privacy of your own home and with your wife, but you know, if that's what she gets into. Sick, twisted.
I am Batman.
All right. 37-year-old Dustin Ammons of Kyle, Texas. Mm-hmm. Monday night decided to rob a Target, but he wanted to do it Mission Impossible style. He cut a hole in the roof and lowered himself down into the store using a rope, harness, and grappling hook. Once he got inside, though, the burglary became a lot less elegant, according to the surveillance footage. He just started smashing electronic cases and grabbing stuff, setting off alarms. The police eventually showed up, and he didn't, you know, with all the grappling hooks and all the equipment he brought, he didn't have any idea how to get out of the store.
Didn't think that far into it.
And this is just weird. A guy named Jason Fields from Hazard, Kentucky. Who wouldn't want to live there?
The Dukes. And
he used to work at a Hampton Inn at Hazard. I mean, if you're driving, and Hazard is your only option, why not?
The Duke or that, oh God, what was the Singer's?
That's a nice Hampton Inn. Have you
what was that singer's
been
name?
To that one?
I've got points there.
You got that?
There's a singer who did something about, old 80s, 90s singer.
Hazard, about Hazard?
Yes.
Ah, Richard Marx.
Richard Marx.
Woo!
That's what I was thinking of.
Richard Marx. He had the best early mullet.
Jason Fields used to work there, but he quit when his boss tried to force him to have an exorcist.
What?
What?
Yeah. Trying to force him to have an exorcist.
He was going through a divorce. It could be a tough time. Yeah. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
That's a slam dunk right there.
Yeah. So he's going through a tough time, but his boss brought in members of the ministry to pray for him while he worked at the hotel. He's now filed a lawsuit, says he was discriminated against for his religious beliefs or lack of them.
Wait, he just brought in people to pray for him? Wanted an actual exorcism?
No, the boss wanted him to get an exorcism.
What's unusual about an exorcism at a Hampton Inn?
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I don't know. I think the guy in the Target
I think he deserves it.
You know,
Mission Impossible, and then ends up.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Tom Cruise, he was not. Our final Emily segment with our grand prize drawing next.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to draw random numbers out of a basket.
Yay!
These numbers correspond with who's called in this week. The first caller will be number one. So
oh, how
on
exciting.
So forth.
What's our first prize?
Our first prize is a $25 gift card to the Seafood Bistro, courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Eddie Bader.
Buying or selling, call Eddie Betty.
Eddie Betty.
Eddie, well, I got thrown off by the
Eddie Vedder?
Oh.
Wait a minute. If Eddie Vedder's doing this, I don't want anything to do with it. It's Eddie Bader. That's different. That's
Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group.
I gotcha.
The guy you want to list your house with. And our first winning number is...
Number eight.
T-Spear! You are in for a treat, and thank you, Eddie Bader, for the Goodson Group, for giving
nice.
The prize to the group. Up next, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, complete service on your vehicle, tire rotation, oil change, safety inspection, and more.
Caller number 25.
25. Bingo.
Scroll down that name. Cooter!
Cooter! You go to Don Duncan. And finally, a Clark's Club membership, a $159 value item. Two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system, the guarantee of priority service, urgent care, 24/7, 365, and the winning number for the Clark's Club membership is...
Caller number 12.
12?
Herman B.
Herman! Thanks to everybody who took the time to care enough to participate this week. News and views coming up. Dan Morris at noon. I'll be back to unleash...